Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Shaq was on Jimmy Kimmel last night, and Jimmy asked him rapid-fire questions to say if these rumors about him are true or not.
I worked at McDonald's one day, and you know why I quit?
Why?
I got caught stealing fries.
You did? Is it true you eat dessert first at every meal?
Yes.
Is it true you tried to bring a samurai sword on an airplane?
Yes.
And they... Is it true you took a full-sized NBA Jam stand-up arcade game on the road with you?
My whole rookie season.
The whole season?
Yes.
You owned a white tiger named Diesel that nearly killed you?
Yes.
You have the world's largest bed?
Yes.
How do you know it's the largest bed in the world?
Because I say it is.
Well, then it must be true.
That just reaffirms my love for Shaq.
NBA Jam, honestly, is legit one of the best arcade games of all time. If you don't play NBA Jam, you ain't playing anything right.
Cardi B is over the fact that American citizens are paying too much in taxes and don't have free college or health care. In a tweet, Cardi B discusses her support for Bernie Sanders, saying, "I have been reading about Bernie Sanders, and I'm really sad how we let him down in 2016. This man been fighting for equal rights, human rights, for such a long time. Seeing this country become a better place been really his passion for a long time, not a new front for a campaign."
Is it hard to read a Cardi B quote? Because, like, you're trying to read what she said.
I'm trying to read what she says, but my brain's like,
this doesn't make sense.
It's grammatical error, grammatical error.
I think that's the only thing me and Cardi B have in common is we do not have good grammar.
Yeah, that's got to be true. When one fan tweeted criticism over her tweet, Cardi responded with, "I don't mind paying taxes if I see on what I am paying my taxes on. It's sad that we pay so much taxes, yet we don't have free college education, neither free health care." This isn't the first time Cardi has gone on a rant about taxes. She did the same thing last year on Instagram. So she's making a splash in the political world. Chance the Rapper was on Jimmy Fallon last night and was informed about Chance the Snapper, the alligator that was finally caught in a Chicago pond, and had some inspirational words for the gator.
"Now he's saved. He's okay. He's going to be in a zoo. Do you have any words for Chance if he's watching?"
"Oh, yeah, man. Keep your head up. They got you locked down. They can have your body, but they can't have your mind."
Getting deep over here.
Yeah, so funny. And he finally announced when his new album will be dropping.
"My name is Chance the Rapper, and I will be releasing my debut album on July 26th, entitled The Big Day."
I'm looking forward to hearing it. I love Chance the Rapper.
I am obsessed with Chance the Rapper. I am starting a countdown now. It has been so long since Coloring Book came out. I think Coloring Book came out in like 2016. That is too long. And then the album before that, Acid Rap, that came out like 3 years or 4 years before that. So it has been a long time for Chance the Rapper for coming out with an album. Singer Harry Styles is in talks to play Prince Eric in the live-action remake of The Little Mermaid. Eric is a human prince who catches Ariel's eye. The R&B singer Halle Bailey has already been cast as Ariel. The casting of Styles and Bailey showed Disney's intent of making the music a central component of the remake.
I've been struggling so much, and I'm glad you did right there with that girl, because I'm always like, yeah, Halle Berry is going to be the new Ariel? All right. It's like,
Halle
Bailey. No, it's not Halle Berry. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it is a tough one. Every single time I go and read it, I'm like, oh, I just want to say Halle Berry. But yes, Halle Bailey. And I actually said, we talked about this like a couple weeks ago when it first came out that Halle Bailey was going to be Ariel.
Mm-hmm.
We casted the rest of the show, like the rest of the movie. And
yeah,
Harry Styles was on my list for Prince Eric.
Oh, nice.
I think Tom Holland would be better, but that's fine. Hailey Bieber is defending hubby Justin Bieber against Tool's Maynard James Keenan after he dissed Justin for being a massive Tool fan. Justin had originally posted a video and lyrics to a Tool song while on a road trip, saying what a huge fan he is of the music, to which Keenan responded with #bummer. Now Hailey is firing back at Keenan, saying, "He expressed he was a fan of your music, grew up listening to your music. You must be unhappy with yourself that you want to make people feel small who express their admiration for you. Very childish and hurtful thing to do. I hope you find security within yourself. Sad place to be." Dang. Hailey Bieber put him in his place.
Now I don't know what to do. I love me some Bieber, but I'm also a little fan of some Tool.
Well, I'm always a believer until the day I die.
So you're done with Tool? You're not going to download their latest music?
Absolutely not. I've never even heard of them in the first place, but absolutely not.
All right. Thank you so much, Liv the Web Girl.